Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Childhood sleepovers can be a fun thing. They really can. I mean, it's interesting when you look back on them as an adult as to, you know, the antics that you may have gotten into, what you did, the fun stuff, the not so fun stuff that went on at some sleepovers. Quite often when you have a sleepover, you have a lot of kids all just kind of huddled together, you know, on a bed, on a blow up mattress, whatever. They're all just hanging out, playing video games, watching TV. It's a slumber party, a childhood slumber party, a fun time for most. But what happens when that childhood slumber party takes a turn for the paranormal? I mean, it's one thing where you're telling ghost stories and actively trying to freak each other out. It's another where nobody is telling ghost stories. It's just a regular old night. And then suddenly everyone sees the dark mass in the room simultaneously. It's not just one kid's imagination and then everyone playing into it. Everybody's seeing the same thing. You can't deny that. You can't play that off as, well, maybe it was just my imagination, when everybody is experiencing that same terror simultaneously. That's what happens in our next story. Take a listen. Many years ago when I was in fourth grade, I had a best friend who I'm no longer in contact with, other than maybe seeing her posts on Facebook because she moved away the summer going into fifth grade. Her name is Alex, and we spent a lot of time together. Sleepovers and time at school, because we were in the same class. Alex had two younger siblings, a younger sister who was 2 years younger than a brother, who was 3 or 4 years younger than us. Their dad worked a lot to try to support his family because their mom was no longer in the picture. She decided to move to a different country and not help with anything at all anymore. Because of this, my mom would have all of us on the weekends so that their dad could work as much as possible. He'd pick up night shifts and not have to pay a babysitter for 2 nights. It was a gigantic help to his family. Her younger siblings would always fall asleep first when they were over. My mom had a pull-out couch bed, and we would all sleep together on the bed because the little brother couldn't sleep by himself yet, and his little sister didn't like to be alone. So my bed wouldn't get used, so we could all stay together. At this time, the Teletubbies were a big thing with kids. Alex and I were a bit too old for them, but the little ones really loved them. In fact, all four of us actually had our own stuffed doll, 4 tabbies for 4 of us. So we're all on the bed, and the little ones are snuggling with their tube, and Alex and I are watching TV while the younger ones are asleep. Next to the pull-out couch bed was something like a Lazy Boy recliner that belonged to my grandfather before he passed away. To our knowledge, nothing was in this chair when he started to try and fall asleep. But Alex's little sister's Teletubby was a yellow one, and it talked when you squeezed it. She kept rolling around and squeezing it and making it talk, so I took her stuffed animal from her without waking her up because she couldn't sleep without it. Once I got it from her, I tossed it onto the Lazy Boy that was next to the bed. A few hours later, she woke up and was crying because she didn't have her Teletubby. My mom must have come out and shut off the TV after we all fell asleep because the TV was off, so we only had the light coming from the kitchen nightlight. I started to go get her Teletubby, and all of a sudden, they all started screaming and pulled me back into the middle of the bed. I was so confused as to what was going on, but when I looked at the chair, I was instantly just as scared as them. A large, tall shadow was sitting in that chair where the Teletubby was. It was skinny looking. It looked like a man with a hat on. I told them they just saw things, and it was the light, like when you make a shade puppet or a shadow puppet with your hands. Then we all thought maybe it was our coats or their coats or clothes or something just piled on the chair. Maybe we forgot that we put them on the chair. My mom did after we fell asleep. I don't know. We were trying to make logical sense of the shadow figure that we all clearly saw and were terrified by. We each made feeble attempts to try and retrieve the Teletubby, at the same time trying not to freak the younger kids out any more than they already were so they wouldn't wake up my mom. The thing just sat there staring. It was just there, looking in front of itself. But it seemed like when we started to go towards the chair, it would look at us and lean in our direction, recognizing that we were there. Needless to say, my mom found all of us bunched up together in the far corner of the couch bed, as far from the chair as possible. The next morning, there was nothing on the Lazy Boy other than Lala's yellow Teletubby.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.